Well, Australia's approach to the Pacific has brought up some tricky questions about our relationship with China as well. Michelle Grattan is in our Parliament House studios this morning. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Hi, Hamish.
So obviously much of Australian foreign policy is now seen through this prism of China. And we heard, I guess, some examples of that in that interview with Anote Tong. How much has the government's stance on the issue of climate change damaged our step up through the Pacific region?
Clearly, it's done some damage, and the question is, I guess, how much and how long run that will be and whether the government can retrieve the situation. I think that Scott Morrison was very much wedged at this meeting. Australia was never going to sign up to the sort of communique that the island states wanted. That would have been the case with the Labor government too, but maybe negotiations could have been conducted better, or some better way, more effective way found to partially at least reconcile these diverging views and interests. I think that before the meeting, there was actually some hope in Australian officialdom that there might be a more positive outcome, but then things all turned pear-shaped.
But hearing a respected leader from the Pacific like Anote Tong say, well, we now view China as the lesser of two evils, would that be worrying for the Australian government right now?
Undoubtedly, it would be worrying, and there would be an effort to see how this can be countered and smoothed over. Australia is not going to do a big U-turn on climate policy, but there'll be a lot of diplomatic effort. However, having said that, I do think that in terms of particular issues going into the future, that these countries will be fairly pragmatic in their dealings. They will see what benefits they can get from Australia, from China, do the comparisons, and Australia will need to be competitive in its diplomacy, its funding, its priorities in negotiations with them.
There's been a bit of criticism from Labor of the government over the weekend about backbenchers within the Liberal Party driving the conversation domestically on China and Chinese influence. Is that a legitimate criticism that the government, in effect, is not defining the discussion about China from the top and it's sort of letting it get away from it?
There are a couple of points here. I think that the situation is such that it's quite hard for a government to define a definitive position that is not going to have to be altered, refined into the future. Events are just moving in such a complex way strategically in the region that it's not as though there's sort of one solution to this problem, that there's one China policy that we must have now. It will evolve and change. Now, as for the backbenchers, I think that they do have a right to put views, and the idea that there has to be just a single government view and everyone just keeps quiet and doesn't debate issues seems to me not the way to go. Obviously, though, there should be strong government leadership.
We do have a history of sort of more general consensus on foreign policy issues, but could it be a good thing for Australia if more of our politicians are engaged on complex foreign policy, geopolitical matters?
I think, yes, it is a good thing, but I also think that there should be a degree of bipartisanship to the extent that's possible, and there shouldn't be just point scoring in the foreign policy area for the sake of having an argument, as it were. But there will be debates over an issue as important and as fluid as the whole relationship with China in the years to come.
And briefly, Michelle, the PM delivering a speech this morning outlining his vision for the public service. Big changes, it would seem, ahead there. Josh Frydenberg has released a timetable for responding to the Banking Royal Commission. They've got a bit to do.
Well, they have, and of course a number of other issues are on the go too, like religious freedom, like the internal inquiry into whether changes or what changes are needed in industrial relations. So we are seeing activity across a range of issues now.
Michelle Grattan, thank you.
Thanks, Hamish.
Michelle Grattan is the Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra.